The Chiliad, Book One, a Trojan War story written by Molly Hall and read by Rena Jenkins,
Black Glass,
Winged Words,
Elaine of Shalott,
Silver and Blue,
Schmaler,
Ethel,
Secrets of Lufnar.
Listen, man,
Homer says,
I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, I wasn't even there.
The compo smells like bear claw donuts and watering hose plastic, slaps his hands flat on the table, toying with the corner of something papery, maybe a folder or a photo. The compo's uniform swishes like Lycra when he walks, and though this is just a guess, is probably wearing knockoff Ray-Ban pilot sunglasses that he hasn't taken off once in his life, leans against the two-way mirror so hard that the buttons on the shirt of his uniform click against the glass.
Kid, I admire your desire to keep your friends out of trouble.
Donut Mouth says.
But a real house really burned down. People could have died.
Look at it from our point of view,
Ray-Ban suggests.
Because from our point of view, it looks like a prank war got out of control and ended in arson. You don't want arson on your record.
Homer, who has been in this police station since 3:30 in the goddamn morning and is more hungover than he has ever been in his entire fucking life, leans back in his chair and folds his arms over his chest.
Oh, you want me to look at it from your point of view?
He draws.
Nice. Real fucking nice.
The embarrassed pause is enough for Homer to gather his wits a little. If he pushes past the pounding in his head, he can kind of remember how he got here. He knows that the cops were right. There was definitely a fire, and it was almost definitely the Greek Alpha Sig's fault. Although, if you really go all the way back, it's not like they were unprovoked. He sips at the coffee they'd given him a little while ago. It's almost cold, but it helps quiet the pounding in his brain. Pancakes would have helped more, but he doesn't think the police station have those on the menu. And even if they do, it isn't like they're going to be any good if the quality of their coffee is any indication. He tries to figure out how long he's been here. In real time, not drunk time. Probably an hour at least. So, that's one down, and they can only keep him for 24, right? Yeah, he's pretty sure. So all he has to do is make it 24 hours without telling them who actually started the fire, but also without being, like, a hostile witness or whatever. He doesn't actually know that much about the law, but he remembers that one Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode where Jake arrested someone too early and had to find something to charge him with in one day. Homer is fairly confident that he can't get charged with anything he's done lately, but he does definitely smell like weed, so... Love, Justice, and Homer are all blind, but none of them are stupid, so he rubs at his eyes and says,
Okay, fine. I'll tell you what I know, but, like, most of this is just what I've heard. It's not gonna hold up in court. I mean, I didn't see anything.
Obviously,
says Ray-Ban.
What do you mean, obviously? That's fucking ableist, man.
That's not what I...
Roy.
Donut Mouth interrupts, tone of warning.
Go on, son.
Okay.
Homer says. He takes a deep breath.
So, like... Okay. What you have to understand is we're deep in this war, right? I mean, this has been going on since, like, the first toga party of the year, when this transfer kid, Paris, hooked up with Helen during Rush.
Helen...
Spartowski.
And she is...
Manny Atreus' girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, I guess. She's Alpha Delta Chi.
So, Manny Atreus burned down the Trojan house because his girlfriend cheated on him in Paris?
No, I never said he burned it down. I said the prank war started because his girlfriend cheated on him. Not in Paris. With Paris.
Someone's parent named them Paris.
I don't fucking know, man. I didn't name him. That's just what he's called. Maybe it's a family name.
Sure.
My dude, I'm called Homer. You think I'm judging people on the weird shit their parents named them?
Donut Mouth coughs into his hand.
Fair point.
Okay, so. Manny said we had to go to war for, like, honor or something. And honestly, at first it sounded kind of fun, so we just kind of went with it, but...
He trails off. August seems like such a long time ago. A whole lifetime. Maybe more than one.
But what?
Homer's head hurts. He's so hungover, he can smell beer in his sweat. He can definitely smell weed. It's going to be a long, long, long day.
I don't know.
He admits.
I guess things just got a little out of hand. The thing you have to understand is that Helen isn't a cheater. Like, okay, yes, she did technically, in this instance, cheat. But not necessarily on purpose. That is, yes, she meant to hook up with Paris. It wasn't, like, non-consensual. But in her defense, Manny had dragged her out to another fucking toga party where she had to really stand there and watch him play beer pong for 82 miserable hours. And he never shelled out for good beer, so she was stuck drinking Natty fucking Light all night. And Manny was extremely irritating when he was drunk because he got all needy. Like, the thing Helen liked about Manny was that he was basically just a big, dumb puppy dog that loved her unconditionally and left her alone when she told him to. But when he got drunk, he hung all over her and was constantly parading her in front of all his frat bros. When he drank Wild Turkey, he was prone to calling her M'lady. And Helen had fully locked him out of her room for a week the last time. And that's how much she hated that shit. So you can see how, maybe, in the right light, after several rounds of Flip Cup, using the golden apple rum that Dite brought back from her trip home to Barbados, Helen might see something appealing in the specific way that Paris wore his skinny jeans. Paris wasn't, like, hot or anything. Not in the way that Manny was objectively hot. But Manny also spent the first 3 hours of every day at the gym, and unironically said things like,
"If you're gonna be a man at night, you gotta be a man in the morning."
But he had a certain 8th grade Hot Topic charm to him. He had side bangs. And Helen's not proud of being kind of into them. But she couldn't help it. She liked idiots who tried too hard. She found it charming. Anyway, Dite was the one who's really at fault, because Dite was an enabler. And when she saw that Paris was doing that guy thing where he hung around and tried to give them tips on how to improve at a game they were obviously better at than him, she was like,
"Helen, do it. It'll be funny."
And in Helen's defense, it had seemed funny at the time. Like, Paris was a sophomore. He wore earrings that looked like rhino horns, and he almost definitely dyed his hair to make it black, which Helen knew because he was Hector's little brother, and Hector looked like he just stepped out of an IKEA ad. Plus, his name was Alexander, and he insisted on being called Paris, for reasons Helen had not yet been able to discern. When she'd asked Hector about it months ago, he'd just shrugged and been like,
"He's my little bro, and I love the guy, but everything he does is, like, super embarrassing."
On the other hand, Helen was dating Manny, and she was... Look, it's not ego to say that she was the hottest person in that whole house. It's not even ego to say that it's possible she was the hottest person on campus. Helen was a 10. That's all. She just was. But even if she wasn't, she was the weed dealer for half the frats and all the sororities. And she was going to graduate with honors at least. And it just seemed like hooking up with Paris would be really fucking funny. Of course, then Manny had walked in on them, and he hadn't thought it was funny. And he had been so upset that Helen hadn't been able to bring herself to admit that she was honestly hooking up with Paris as kind of a joke. But also kind of not a joke, because, well... she wasn't not into it. Paris had a certain je ne sais quoi, and more importantly, he was very interested in making sure Helen was having a good time, if you caught Helen's drift. Which, for all of Manny's attentiveness, he was not always as diligent, is all Helen was saying. Anyway, admittedly, it wasn't the best move, but Helen was pretty drunk on rum and pretty irritated with Manny's whole deal that night, so instead of being like,
"Calm down!"
she was like,
"Yeah, I love Paris now, you fucking idiot."
Manny had collapsed against the door, jaw dropping in surprise, and Paris was like,
"Wait, really?"
Which is when Helen realized that neither of them had caught the sarcasm in her voice, and Paris was lit up like a kid at Christmas, and he was a skinny idiot, but she didn't want to, like, hurt his feelings or whatever. And anyway, she found it high-key insulting that Manny would believe her when she said she was in love with a kid that looked like he was cosplaying a fifth member of Imagine Dragons. So she just sort of went with it.
Oh my god,
Dite said after Manny had stormed out.
Oh my fucking god, this is gonna be so bad. I didn't realize it was gonna be this funny and this bad when I told you to do it.
Helen pinched the bridge of her nose.
Please do not talk to me for many days,
she said.
You're a goddess,
Paris told Dite, voice thick with gratitude.
The best one. The prettiest. The most smart.
Okay, simple plan. Cool your jets,
Dite told him.
This is gonna get real bad for you.
Can we go?
Helen asked.
I need to lie down for 1,000 years, and probably throw up. Oh my god, did we just break up? Did he break up with me? Because that's really not how I always pictured this going.
Paris took her hand and patted it.
You have me,
he promised her.
I'm going to take care of you.
Definitely,
Helen amended.
I am definitely going to throw up.
How do you know all this?
Ray-Ban asks, his voice hitting a high note of suspicion at the end.
I thought you said you weren't there.
I hear things,
Homer says, shrugging.
People kind of forget that being blind doesn't make you mute. Also, I've been living with the Muses for the last couple months because there was asbestos in the apartment, and those bitches know everything about everybody.
You've been living with the who and the what?
Oh, sorry. Calliope, Cleo, and Talia. They're sisters. Their parents own this piece of land that they converted into, like, an artist colony, sort of, kind of. Anyway, it's, like, pretty close to campus, and I have my own car. It's self-driving. Thanks, Elon. So they're letting me stay there for free in exchange for getting to use it. They've got a bunch of other sisters, but I've never met them. I think there's, like, 9 of them. It's crazy. Maybe they're Mormon? I don't know.
Why would the Muse sisters know about Helen?
Because they're all in the same sorority and Dite can't keep her mouth shut. She's worse than Sappho, and Sappho's pretty bad because she always writes everything on her fucking blog.
Donut Mouth smacks his lips together. Homer thinks he can hear him rubbing his hand over his forehead.
What's this blog called?
What? Are you gonna use it for, like, evidence?
Maybe. Just give us the name, son.
Whatever. It's not Homer's job to keep Saff's blog out of the public record.
It's called Bi Disastrous. I think it's, like, bidisastrous.com. I don't actually go to the site a lot, I just get the newsletter.
And Helen cheating on Manny was in the newsletter.
What? No. All our newsletters were like,
I met a woman. She was so beautiful that I positively manifested a puddle of tar and hurled myself into it. Now my lover and I are bound together in tar for the rest of eternity. None of y'all have girlfriends covered in tar.
The scratch of the pen that had been taking notes stops.
What?
Says Donut Mouth, voice dull.
Look, I'm just telling the story as it was told to me,
Homer says.
You what?
Sappho said, looking from Dite to Helen to Paris and back again.
You what?
Helen waved a vague hand and pushed her way into the house, flinging herself onto the couch.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm too overwhelmed,
she said.
Can you get me an orange soda?
No,
Sappho said, at the same time that Paris said,
yes, of course, immediately,
and leapt towards the door to her right.
That's the bathroom,
Dite told him.
Kitchen's over there.
Right,
said Paris, and went.
That guy?
Sappho hissed when he was gone.
You finally have a gay crisis, and it's with that guy.
Helen didn't raise her head.
Paris isn't a lesbian, Saf.
There's some real soft feminine energy in that man, Helen.
Sappho snapped.
Sure, technically, you're right, he is not a lesbian, but you are clearly interested in those high femme vibes. This is a branch out.
I'm not branching out. I promised you that if I branched out, you would be my branch. I swore on the Alpha Handbook. That's sacred.
Sappho hums suspiciously.
Fine. We'll put that aside for now. So I say again, you... What?
I thought it was gonna be funny,
Ite said.
And you know what? I was right.
Ares is gonna be mad at you when he finds out you're involved,
Sappho points out.
What are you talking about? Ares loves this kind of shit. It'll be like a birthday gift to him.
She paused.
Hef might be mad, but whatever. He got thrown out of his frat ages ago, so what does he care? Anyway, he likes when Ares gets all...
She shimmies her shoulders a little, wiggling her eyebrows. Sappho slaps a hand over her eyes.
Please do not talk about your boyfriend's sex life to me,
she ordered.
You know that Hef and I play Dungeons and Dragons together. I can't take him seriously as my cleric if all I can think about is y'all three boning.
There's a Paris Eiffel Tower joke in here somewhere,
Dite said.
I just... Give me a second. I have to find it.
Is all this relevant?
Donna Mouth asks.
It just seems like a lot of backstory.
Homer frowns.
Do you want to know what I know or not?
He asks.
Yes, but...
There's a storytelling process, man. I can't just jump around. If you want me to tell it all and not forget any of it, you really gotta let me do my thing.
Let him tell the story, Rick.
Rayman says.
Yeah, Rick.
Homer echoes. Donut Mouth's chair squeaks as he slumps back into it.
Fine,
he says.
You were saying something about the Eiffel Tower.
By the time Paris returned with the can of slice, Helen was sitting upright and feeling a lot less drunk. Things were looking up, a little. After all, maybe this was a good thing. She and Manny had been in a bit of a rough patch anyway. They had been dating since freshman year, and things had gotten a little stale. Maybe this was a sign she needed that they weren't meant to be, and that she should, like, really take some time to focus on herself. She hadn't been single since the very first day she spread her boobs, so, like, maybe it was time to just really get to know Helen.
I love you.
Paris said, smiling dopily as she sipped the soda he brought her.
Okay,
said Helen, and awkwardly reached over to pat his head.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Well, okay. She would get to know Helen, but she couldn't just kick Paris out onto the street. He was so excited, and look, despite everything, she really was into the skinny jeans.
We can date,
she decided. And took his chin in her hands between her thumb and forefinger.
But not forever. Okay? Do you understand? I want to be really clear about this up front. It's gonna be for, like, a little while.
Paris leaned into her touch.
As long as you'll have me, I'll be right here,
he said. And Helen hated herself for being, like, kinda moved.
Hi, them vibes,
Sappho muttered. Manny called Aggie first, because all the boys in Alpha Sig were his brothers, but Aggie was, like, his actual brother, and the person Manny trusted more than anybody else, except maybe Odysseus. But Odysseus has been practically married to Penelope since they were, like, in fifth grade or something. So what does he know about sexual betrayal?
Bro, slow down,
Aggie said, once he found the park bench Manny had called him from.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Helen!
Manny hissed.
I walked in? Paris? I mean, Paris? Of all fucking... What? She's into that now? She's into little, tiny, skinny... Bangs? Bangs? Are bangs back? When did bangs come back?
I feel like I'm missing some stuff still,
Aggie said soothingly.
Try from the beginning. Helen is going to Paris?
She already went, apparently!
Maddie shouted.
Helen's in Paris? Already? I, like, just saw her inside.
Maddie took some deep breaths. It was not getting through to Aggie what had just happened. The magnitude of what had just happened, which was the complete and utter collapse of Maddie's whole entire life.
At the party. I walked in, on Helen and Paris. Together. Sexually.
Aggie blanked.
Who?
Paris.
Who's Paris?
That kid! That fucking hipster nail biter from Troy.
His name is Paris?
I guess. I don't know. That's what they call him. Can we focus?
Aggie was quiet. He scratched the underside of his chin, which was stubbled. Manny hadn't been able to grow stubble once in his life. His facial hair mostly came in soft and patchy, when it came at all. After a long minute, Aggie put his hand on Manny's shoulder.
Okay,
he said.
Okay, bud. I know what we have to do.
Manny waited.
Win her back?
He guessed.
Love letters? Chocolates? Poetry? Fuck, I can't write poetry. Can Odysseus write poetry for me?
No, those are bad ideas.
Aggie said.
Mine's good.
What's yours?
Aggie's smile spread so widely that it dimpled his cheeks.
We're going to war, bro,
he said.
No,
said Odysseus.
Not interested,
agreed Achilles.
I mean, I could be in,
PK offered.
No, you couldn't,
Achilles said.
You're not getting involved in a prank war over some heterosexual bullshit.
Who died and made you my dad?
PK snapped, annoyed, and then held up a hand when Achilles opened his mouth to answer.
Do not say you're my daddy. Do not do it.
Achilles' mouth snapped shut. Manny looked at Aggie. He'd never been great at convincing any of the boys to do anything. He preferred to just kind of do what he wanted and let them do what they wanted, and when there was conflict, he let them argue about it for a while before someone, usually Odysseus, came to a unilateral decision and everyone else was too tired to protest.
It's not heterosexual bullshit,
Aggie said.
It's not even really about Helen.
It's not?
Asked Manny, for whom it was absolutely 100% about Helen.
No,
Aggie said, and shot Manny a glare that he took to mean he should shut up.
It's about honor. It's about the Trojans betraying the code. The code of brotherhood. You don't report other frats for alcohol violations, you don't hold competing toga parties, and you don't steal their girls. Also, that stupid fuck Priam thinks he's hot shit, and I hate him.
Still feels kind of like heterosexual bullshit,
said Achilles. Aggie nodded, holding out a hand and gesture towards PK.
Sorry, man,
he said.
You're right. I misspoke. The third rule is that you don't steal other Greeks' partners, regardless of gender or orientation.
Achilles nodded.
Better,
he said, and then sighed, rolling his head against the back of the couch to look at PK.
Do you really want to go?
He asked. PK smiled.
There hasn't been a good prank war in forever,
he said.
Come on, babe. It'll be fun.
Odysseus closed his eyes.
I'm sick,
he said.
I'm too sick for a prank war. I think it's Ebola, probably.
Sounds serious,
Manny said, reaching out a hand to feel Odysseus's forehead.
Dude, you're warm. Do you want some NyQuil?
Manny, you stupid fuck,
Achilles said.
He's lying. He doesn't have fucking Ebola.
I might,
Odysseus argued.
You don't know. It's possible.
It's, like, really not,
PK said. Aggie stood.
Look, if y'all are scared...
Achilles squared his shoulders.
Who you calling scared?
He snapped at Aggie, standing and jerking his head forward so the sunglasses tipped down off the top of his head to cover his eyes.
You want to see who's scared, bud? Let us see which one of us skips leg day, huh?
Babe,
drawled PK. He tugged to the bottom of Achilles' muscle tee until he sat back down. Odysseus rolled his eyes.
I'm not scared. I'm tired. I am 10 months from graduating. I have been the treasurer of this godforsaken fraternity for 3 years, and has aged me 82 lifetimes. All I want to do this year is pass my classes, get my degree, marry my girlfriend, and move to a fucking farm somewhere that none of you can ever reach me again.
What, for 3 years you're BMOC, and now suddenly you think you're some kind of academic?
Aggie snapped.
C's get degrees, bitch!
Odysseus said, and kicked out at Aggie's shin. Manny, who tried to stay silent, suddenly sniffed. All three heads turned toward him, and he looked away. It was embarrassing, but he was still pretty drunk, and it was hitting him anew that Helen had...
Fuck.
Odysseus groaned.
Are you crying?
No,
said Manny, who was. Odysseus rubbed his eyes with his fists and sighed.
Fine. Fuck! Fine! But only if Nestor's in. If Nestor thinks it's a bad idea, it's a bad idea, and I'm out. I don't give a shit how much you cry.
Aggie grinned.
And that's when they burn the house down?
Ray-Ban asks. Homer runs his fingers over the face of his watch. Another hour down, 22 to go.
Oh, no. All that was months ago,
he says, and leans back in his chair, getting comfortable.
I haven't even gotten to the good part yet.
You might be in Paris, but I'm in the Eiffel Tower,
Dite said, snapping her fingers.
That's it. That's the joke.
The end.
To be continued.